MTV Cast.
Hey, MTV Cast. This is the Naked Indian, single track samurai, calling in from Pine Log. A little quick recap on yesterday. Yesterday started out well enough. I was flying through Eagland, making such good time that I had all kinds of lofty goals in my mind. And then when I got to the second half, there was sand so deep that I literally had to walk. Just even with my 3-inch tires, there was just no doing. Super long downhills, super long uphills, repeatedly for miles and miles and miles and miles. And got out of there, felt pretty beat. Went into the road after was so crappy that you really couldn't ride your bike on the shoulder. So I had to walk for a bit until there was a new section of the road I could jump on. And I rode that until the road finally opened up and had a lane, because it was just crazy busy road. Got into Lafayette Creek and basically just got my ass beat all over again. I came across a sign that said I could do a reroute to avoid a swampy section. But it was obvious that that Jason went straight, so I didn't want to take a reroute and let him go straight alone. And boy, I regretted that decision. I must have hiked for 3 hours. It looked like the river flooded over its banks, and there was just nothing but piles of trees and sticks and mud. And, you know, I kept my feet dry for almost 2 whole days, and it was totally over by then. really, really lots of energy expended on that trail. I was feeling pretty beat up, but I wanted to get out of there. I was determined to get out of there. So, I eventually got out very low on water when I got out. I also lost one of my water bottles in Eglin, and I found a container of Mountain Dew that was empty and checked it to make sure it was only Mountain Dew and cleaned it and sterilized it and then pushed on. It was rough day yesterday. Fell over a bunch of times, bike hit me a bunch of times, pedaled to the shin while I was hiking repeatedly in the same spot, just that kind of stuff. Eventually I got out and fought cramps all the way into Bruce, where I restocked on water and then stuff camped in the woods. And then this morning I got breakfast and I'm off. I'm still having some issues with my hands cramping up and locking up in weird positions, but other than that, I'm doing the best I can. Going to keep pushing along. Try to get at least to Bluntstown, and if not, get into Apalachicola so I can cross the time zones. That's what's up. All right, let's see what happens. Lots of fun ahead. I'm pretty sure yesterday was the toughest day.